Mr. President, the President of the People's Republic of China.
Good to meet you, McGarthy and Lieutenant Adderall.
Great pleasure to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
Me too.
And we're going to have a very successful meeting, I have no doubt. But he's a very tough negotiator. That's not good. We know each other well.
Mr. President, do you plan to sign a trade deal today?
Could be. I think we'll have a great understanding. We have a great relationship. We've always had a great relationship. Thank you very much,
Wait, nobody else is going to the meeting. Nobody else.
Where is you got you dropped your sticks?
Yes.
Good.
You're good.
You want me to make this whole?
Good job.
Thank you.
Do not try to come in at the back end of the press line.
You're on the other side.
安保人员请不要随着新闻人员进来。
Just like as we agreed.
So Hannah, when you let us in, we're all going to follow.
Yep, good. They're going to have to come further. Thank you.
Whoa, come on.
Get it on my seat.
stick. You're on my stick. You need to move. You need to move. Hey, you need to move.
China, this way. Come on. China, that side. China, that side.
No, what? No. Keep going. They're going by you as well.
Keep moving.
That's China, U.S. here.
Go.
You got it?
No.
Can't get to our
full
sticks.
Camera.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with a friend of mine, really for a long time now, if you think about it, the very, very distinguished and respected president of China. And we will be having some discussions. I think we've already agreed to a lot of things, and we'll agree to some more right now. But President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time. And it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
President Trump, it is a great pleasure for me as well to meet you. And it feels very warm seeing you again because it's been many years. Since your re-election, we have spoken on the phone 3 times, exchanged several letters, and stayed in close contact. And our joint guidance, China-US relations have remained stable on the whole. Given our different national conditions, we do not always see eye to eye with each other. And it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. And in the face of winds, waves, and challenges, you and I, at the helm of China-US relations, should stay the right course and ensure the steady sailing forward of the giant ship of China-US relations. I always believe that China's development goes hand in hand with your vision to make America great again. Our two countries are fully able to help each other succeed and prosper together. Over the years, I have stated in public many times that China and the United States should be partners and friends. This is what history has taught us and what reality demands. A few days ago, in the latest round of consultation, our two economic and trade teams reached basic consensus on addressing our respective major concerns and made encouraging progress. This provided the necessary conditions for our meeting today. Mr. President, I am ready to continue working with you to build a solid foundation for China-US relations and create a sound atmosphere for the development of both countries. Mr. President, you care a lot about world peace, and you're very enthusiastic about settling various regional hotspot issues. I appreciate your great contribution to the recent conclusion of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. During your visit to Malaysia, you witnessed the signing of the Joint Declaration on Peace along the Cambodia-Thailand border, to which you had provided input. China has been helping in our own way Cambodia and Thailand properly settle their border disputes, and we have also been promoting peace talks to resolve other hotspot issues. The world today is confronted with many tough problems. China and the U.S. can jointly shoulder our responsibility as major countries and work together to accomplish more great and concrete things for the good of our two countries and the whole world. I look forward to exchanging views with you on questions important for our two countries and the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to have you all. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, why did you change your nuclear plans? Why are you going to be doing more nuclear testing?
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're heading out.
Thank you, press. Let's go. Time to go. Thank you.